Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You're listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
This is Paul Hawksby.
And Andy Jacobs.
And welcome once again to the H&J Daily, some of the best bits of this afternoon's show. Yes. Well, we were back, weren't we?
We were.
So we just basically had a bit of a chat.
Caught up on football, caught up on other matters.
Yeah. Then you gave us the court circular. That was good.
That was quite fun, wasn't it?
So we'll hear about somebody who's losing her name, quite conveniently, as you'll discover, through marriage, I'm guessing. What else? Oh, yeah, Nigel Pearson joined us.
We had a roundup on the dots.
Yeah, he was on good form. So you'll hear from him as well. So here it all is. Good afternoon, happy new year, everyone. Good afternoon, happy new year, Andy.
Thank you very much, Paul. Happy new year to you and happy new year to the listeners.
We have established the 15th is the cut-off.
15th.
But we established that many years ago. But, you know, with those guests come on, they'll get the happy new year. But after the 15th, they're dead to us.
What a feast of football it was.
Yeah, almost too much, wasn't it?
Yes, it was great for me.
The kind of gluttony you have, it was about 10 tins of Quality Street, wasn't it, football-wise?
It's good, though. But it's the one time of the year I don't have to sit down with my book, make notes. Right. So I might have come up with some brilliant stuff. But I've forgotten it.
You've forgotten all of it, okay.
But I did watch yesterday's with the books, and honestly, Leicester, that was such a terrible game. Max talking about it this morning. One of the worst games of the season, and good result for them. Three good results over the Christmas period. Arsenal, I mean, basically no difference whatsoever under Unai Emery. You know, basically good against teams like Fulham, they can murder at home, but pathetic against Liverpool and collapse, in a big game.
It was
like
always going to be we'll talk to Paul about this. It was always going to be the case, though, that he was going to have to rebuild the side, especially at the back. He's going to have to bring in other defenders. You've got to kind of judge him. You can't judge him after five.
No,
months.
But I'm just saying there isn't. Players, I'm not judging. I'm just saying there's no difference.
Well, it's very early, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very early.
He's done pretty well when you consider
Aubameyang's covering up a
multitude of sins.
I think so. He's brilliant. Been a brilliant buy. And but your game yesterday, that was really after 12 minutes. I've written match over for the neutrals.
Yeah,
or not so neutral like myself.
So you turned over.
Well, 25 minutes. I turned over to the how we won the Ashes in 2015.
Which again, because of your bad memories.
It's marvellous. It was so exciting.
It's like watching it live. Brilliant.
That's true. And I don't know if you saw that thing in the paper today. Camel racing. It was amazing with tiny robot jockeys.
Yeah.
And I spoke to one of the riders, actually, Robot Walsh.
Oh, blimey.
If it gets the trip, it'll win the race. That's what he said to me.
Robot Walsh. That's it, is it?
That's it, basically. Why not?
So do you want more of those?
Oh, you can do if
you want. Do you want any more robot-based jockeys? They've got to be jockeys, though.
Got to be jockeys.
Yeah, I mean, it wouldn't.
Well, you can give us some jockeys if you want. Why not?
Yeah, okay.
Talking of horse racing, Alex.
Talksport.com, text 81089, tweet TSH&J.
AI, surely it was robot. AI McCoy, surely the producer.
AI McCoy. Surely it also, shouldn't it have been sort of Robert, Robot Thornton or something like
well,
that?
Well, he could have been yeah. Well, he can still be him as well.
Yeah, okay, go on then. Yeah, don't get send us that one.
And Alex Gorry, who writes, he has a racing line, a tipping line, and he's made a great start to the year. He's brilliant, isn't it? Happy New Year. We expect to start 2019... in style, but then he's written, we expect a starry 2019 in style. He does like a typo.
Yeah.
And then he says, the right money will be on pick up the phone. Call now. Is that the name of the horse?
Yeah, he wouldn't know, would you?
It's all one sentence. You can't tell.
Well, he's obviously enticed you in.
Well, he has.
I wasn't aware of that. You were telling us about the camel racing with tiny robot jockeys. We saw the pictures today in the Sun. This is at the Liwa Marib June Festival, which apparently is an annual event.
in June, Dune Festival,
yeah,
not June.
No, not
thinking,
June.
Why are they doing that in January?
The June Festival. The June Festival. It's in Abu Dhabi. Yeah. And we must do a show from there.
Well, I suppose we must.
Can we replace a tiny robot jockey with you? Just put you up there. That would be fun.
I'd look good.
Yeah. If you've ever been to that, by the way, we'd love to know more. People obviously do travel to that part of the world. So TalkSport.com, text 81089, tweet TSH and J.
Talking of that part of the world, a lovely scare story for the World Cup 2022. Never too early to be frightened of going there. And England, of course, it's your old mate Jerry Lawton in the star. He does love these. England fans last night vowed to boycott the World Cup in Qatar after rulers brought in a 100% sin tax on booze.
Right.
The move led to alcohol prices doubling overnight in the Islamic-run country. So apparently people were saying, oh, driest World Cup ever. I'll stay at home and buy 20 bottles of Bud from Morrison's. Well, you probably weren't going to go anyway, let's be honest, mate. But honestly, it's very early for that, and I'm sure that wouldn't put you off, would you?
Well, I think it has put a lot of people off. Well, I think it's true as well. I did read that in other circles yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
They doubled the booze prices.
Yeah. Do you think that people will boycott the World Cup because of that? Not if England are playing
Maybe
well.
One of the many reasons why they might boycott that World Cup.
Might,
so, you'd think Serena Williams, things are going pretty well for her. Wouldn't you know? She's at the very top of her game. She took part in that match yesterday with Roger Federer.
Yeah.
She's made a fortune over the years. She's revered around the world. But it's a disappointing start of the year for Serena. Because she has been beaten in second place into the fittest female celebrity Heat magazine poll by Fern McCann.
Oh, of course,
off
yes.
The reality shows.
Yeah, oh, for goodness sake.
So, how gutting.
What a strange poll. So Fern McCann was number one.
Yeah.
Serena Williams number two.
A professional athlete. Yeah, that's right. It's the fittest female celebrity. I mean, I'm guessing if you put those two in a race, I think Serena would probably win.
Oh, you mean fittest fit? Fitness-wise, rather than the colloquial term of being good-looking.
Well, this is the Heat magazine's poll of who is the fittest celebrity. They do it every year.
Right.
And they're claiming that Fern is fitter than... We all agree.
She can't be fitter than Serena.
Well, look, take it out by the readers of Heat magazine, mate, not me. And do you want to have a game of... this may take off.
Just have another guess.
No, it's not have another guess.
Yeah.
It's One Size Fits All, the game where you have to know what they're known as in the dressing room, obviously. Fitz Hall, the former player, was known as One Size in the dressing room. He kicked it all off. Zondecki, the fine cricketer, was known as All Hands in the dressing
room. That's right, a good
nickname. We've played a game over the years. But this is a kind of goal. This is a vintage version for people of a certain age. So what would the footballer who scored yesterday for Southend, I think, Taylor Moore, be known as in the dressing room?
Taylor Moore?
Yeah. For the vintage, for the older listeners out there.
Taylor Moore.
What would he known as in the dressing room?
No, I should know, shouldn't
you
I?
You should do. Mary.
Of course.
What's the matter with you?
So I was thinking...
See, if you're under about...
No, but I was thinking Taylor, like a man's tailoring.
Okay. If you're under about 50, that's a 1,000-yard stare moment. But if you're not, that will completely make sense.
I think she's still with us, old Mary. I think.
Yeah, well,
she's
not coming in today, is she?
No, she's not.
That would be too much of a
concern. And I do feel for Accrington fan Yongmin Yu, who flew...
That old Accrington name.
Yeah, of course. He flew 5,500 miles from South Korea to see Accrington Stanley lose 4-0.
Wow.
I mean, I moan about going 15 minutes to see us lose 1-0 to Leicester.
Yeah. So why...
I don't know. You'll have to ask Yongmin Yu.
Well, are we going to ask him? Well, is he on?
He's not on.
But no, did he? Why is he an Accrington fan? Yeah. That's the obvious question.
Rufus,
it?
Would you mind giving Yongmin Yu a ring and asking why he supports Accrington?
Yongmin, as Brian Clough used to say.
Yongmin.
Yeah.
He got a warm welcome at the League One club, meeting the chairman, players and boss after watching his side crash at home to Peterborough. So... At least Adrian would have been happy about that.
Yeah, Matthew's been in touch. He says, Wally Carson, Wally Castle, Carson, not Castle. Wally Carson, that's very good, the robot jockeys.
Yeah.
Metal Mickey Fitzgerald says, John Paul, very good.
Excuse
and
me.
Rambling Daz gives us AP Metal McCoy. There's quite a few of those. Frankie Di Tuori. Not sure, John. Mm. It was a brave effort. But unlucky. I think that may
there's
have
a new. There's them. A new racing channel now, Sky Sports Racing.
Yeah, so rebranded.
It's in HD, so the races don't all look like sort of fuzzy things from about 50 years.
Surely the American ones do, don't they?
They're slightly better. I thought yesterday I was watching a little bit.
So you've been sitting there watching...
you know I like to flick through when Spurs are giving Cardiff a right thrashing. I've got nothing else to do.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast
from TalkSport.
I took the dog out for a walk last night, listened to John and the gang. John Rawling was commentating those final stages. And I watched most of it. And really, Michael van Gerwen didn't need to be at his best to win it.
For me, it was like Cardiff against Spurs. I watched the first few games, first few sets, and I just thought, oh, he's going to win this easily. So obvious.
Nigel Pearson, of course, was there for TalkSport and for Sky. Hi, Nigel.
Hi, boys. How you doing?
Good, thank you. Thanks, as we say, Nigel. Didn't need to be at his best to win it. It's a shame, really, that we didn't get a big showpiece final, but that was always likely with such a kind of newbie up there with him. It was always going to be hard, wasn't it?
Well, of course it was, and I would argue as well that anybody who's followed darts for the last 20 years or so should be used to this, because how many finals have we seen Phil Taylor dominate?
Yeah.
16 world titles down the years, and you know, you've had wonderful play and build-ups in world match plays at Blackpool, the UK Opens at Bolton, and Premier Leagues, and all the big tournaments, and then a final turns out quite often to be one-sided, and that's what happened a lot in Phil Taylor's career, of course. But right now, this is a new regime, if you like, a new era. And it didn't surprise me. I let me say straight away, Michael Smith, fantastic talent. Mm. Well-deserved place in the world final. And I do hope that we see him lift that Sid Waddell trophy one day. I believe he's got the ability to do that. But let me say here and now, I commentated on three of his games in the qualifying rounds towards the final. And there was probably two of those games in particular where he was really struggling to hit one treble per three darts, and he was below his best, but he did enough, and by his own admission, he did enough in the tournament. But when I saw how van Gerwen played in the semi-final, and you could see that he was warming up for the final, you could see that he was got the bit between his teeth, it didn't surprise me what happened last night. I know that sounds easy to say with hindsight, but from what I saw of Michael Smith in the build-up to the final, he wasn't at his fluent best throughout the tournament. Van Gerwen just timed his run to perfection, and well, he was just majestic. And he'll win more. He will win more for sure.
It's all about the doubles, isn't it? Really, the finishing, and he missed 10 in the first two sets, 28 in all. Smith, you can't win a game, can you? When you do that,
not against Michael van Gerwen, Andy. I mean, you know, great player van Gerwen, and three times world champion now. You know, he's moved above the bracket of Adrian Lewis and Gary Anderson. You know, we had the late, great Eric Bristow winning five world titles, Raymond van Barneveld five. Michael will get there in the next 5 or 6 years. I'm quite sure of that. He will become five-time champion of the world. And, you know, yeah, the doubles, this is what I said, really. It doesn't surprise me. It's not just the fact that he struggled to hit one treble per visit in some of his games. Yes, the finishing as well, that was a little bit slack. So I don't want to sound too harsh on Michael, because I think he's been brilliant, and I give him great credit. I'm delighted that he's got to a world final. The prize money is immense, could be life-changing, and I sincerely hope we see Bully Boy lift the Sid Waddell trophy in the future. He's certainly got the game for it. He's a wonderful player to watch when he's in full flow. I like him a lot, and I really hope. Mind you, there's one thing about this, by the way, that he's getting married at the end of the month, and the fact that he hasn't won that Sid Waddell trophy has saved his wife-to-be the ordeal of standing at the aisle and watching Michael hold the World Championship trophy at the aisle while they get married.
Yeah, so that wouldn't be good.
Saved her that ordeal, at least.
That was the plan, was it? So what were the other highlights for you, Nigel, of the last couple of weeks?
Well, I think we've seen the emergence of some great young players. Nathan Aspinall springs to mind from Stockport. For him to get through to the semi-finals was fantastic. And, you know, I have to say, because we're not at the floor tournaments at Barnsley and Wigan, the Players' Championships, and, you know, we don't see a lot of them. Obviously, we follow darts when we're not actually at the tournament itself. You have to as a commentator. But that was a first chance I'd had to really see Nathan Aspinall to any great extent. And I was hugely impressed. I just hope that, again, this sounds very easy to say, I hope that this isn't a one-hit wonder like we saw with Kirk Shepherd in 2008. Mm. I'm sure it's not. He's too good a player for that, I'm sure. We'll see a lot more of Nathan Aspinall. Jamie Lewis did well again, the Welshman, the young Welshman. He had a good run in the World Championship. That was good to see. Adrian Lewis had a good win, and Adrian Lewis in fine form is good news for the game. Jackpot, twice world champion. If he can get back to his best after his health issues, then that'll be exciting and good for the game. So plenty of highlights. Obviously, I've got to mention Lisa Ashton and Anastasia Dobromyslova, the ladies that played. Great additions to the tournament. More players than ever before, more sessions than ever before, sell-out crowds, you know. I sound like Barry Hearn now, don't I?
It is a great event. The atmosphere is brilliant.
Well, let's hear from Barry Hearn, shall we? Because he's talking about the expansion of the game.
My numbers this week in Venezuela were unbelievable. 30% of the whole programme is crowd, you know, because people, if you're in Peru and you've never thrown a dart in your life and you turn the telly on and you see 3,300 people going mental, you've got your attention. Once that's the first battle is won. Now, later on, someone says, that looks like fun. We should try that. And then suddenly you find some kid from the Inca Trail knocking out 180s like there's no... And then you're off and running. There's another market.
The Inca Trail. Imagine one of his...
That's very big in the Inca Trail.
All his walk-on music with the lad from Peru. And they start imagining, send them all out there. They're all moaning about planet altitude. Imagine that. Where are the Andes? They'll all be doing the gags, won't they? You'll have them all lined up. You and Wayne. So,
brilliant.
But it's massive. Venezuela. I mean, so imagine all those boys last night playing. Little did Michael Van Gerwen know that they were all watching in Venezuela.
Well, when you commentate on TV, I mean, do they have our commentary on for a start? They won't understand a word we're saying, should they? It's brilliant. The global audience is something that Barry has worked on immensely. And, you know, that is a huge plus for the game. It's getting bigger and bigger. And, you know, yes, there were one or two moments, you know, I'll mention that moment when some idiot threw beer over Michael Van Gerwen right at the start of the tournament. I think we had a chat about that, boys, didn't we?
Yeah, and, that was poor.
Just go along there, enjoy yourselves, get along to the darts, have a good night, don't do anything stupid, just enjoy yourselves and enjoy the spectacle. And I had family there for the first time as well at this tournament, and they'd only ever seen it on TV, and they absolutely loved it. Yeah. So... You know, it is a great night out. It's a great experience. But, you know, have a drink, but just enjoy yourself. Don't do anything stupid.
One final thing, Nigel. The other thing that happens after the final is we find out who the 10 names are for the Premier League darts. And a contentious one slightly, although, you know, popular among supporters. But there's been a bit of criticism and Barney has taken it on. I see it down Twitter. Is Barney making the top 10? He said, very thankful for the invitation. I know some people think I don't deserve it, and I respect that. But I'd imagine a popular choice generally.
He has to respect the opinion, because on merit, if you take the Premier League as the top 10 players in the world, which it's not, Barney's nowhere near it right now. But we have to emphasise again the fact that Barney is retiring. He's got one more year left as a player. He is a global... phenomenon when it comes to darts. Still, people love him in Scotland, Wales, you know, wherever.
Venezuela.
Venezuela. Maybe so. Raymond Van Barneveld in fan club in Venezuela. But I think whenever we go to Dublin or Belfast, everybody loves Barney. And no, on current form and the way he's playing, no. But this is the Premier League, and you have to strike a balance between A, the best players in the world, and B, box office stroke TV viewing attraction. And Barney ticks the boxes in terms of the latter. So, you know, it's going to be his farewell Premier League. Other players' time will come. Who knows, the guy I've just mentioned, Nathan Aspinall. Maybe we'll see him in the Premier League instead of Barney next year. You know, there is that possibility. Their time will come. And I personally don't begrudge Barney this opportunity. But one thing I will say is I do hope he does himself justice and wins a few games along the way and doesn't bow out with defeat after defeat. I'm sure he won't.
Just a quick technical question for you when you're commentating on darts, Nigel. If a player misses the ball completely, do you do your trademark, gone wide?
This game is still alive. No, that was a big mistake at all.
Yeah. Do you have Dan? Because Dance is there. Is Dance doing you if you go off to the toilet?
He does me all. Listen, the one time when we were at a football game in Cardiff and we stayed overnight, and Dance and I went for a bite to eat, and I said, "Hey, Dance, do me a favour, will you? Will you record my voicemail on my mobile phone?" So, I'm Nigel Pearson, leave a message. And people fell for it. You sounded a bit lively there, Nigel. Can you give me a bell back? And it was all down to Dance.
Good stuff, Nigel. All the
Nigel.
Best. Thanks very much.
Cheers. Happy New Year.
Cheers, boys. All the very best. Thank you.
Nigel Pearson there, who's part of our top team at the darts. Did a wonderful job, as always. Coverage was fantastic. And it was the first
great,
time
isn't it?
In a couple of weeks going through the station
whole,
today.
The whole event's fantastic. The stage entrances are as good as the boxing. It's really exciting. It really builds the whole thing up. Yeah, I loved it.
You've not been, have you? Not been before?
No. No, I've never. Well, we did a show. We did a show from there.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You didn't stick around. You couldn't stick around that evening, could you?
No, but we were on stage, and I got the sense of it in the room and everything. Yeah. So
nice. It's always a top night, which is why it sells out in about 5 minutes.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Some good going through the court circular. I like to check who's new.
Why don't you explain what is the court circular?
The court, and
is
it, well, it's
what,
basically,
what paper do you find?
The
this
Times.
In?
It's in
not
the
in
Times.
The Star.
No.
Okay.
It's in the Times. It has a sort of news of the royals, sort of political things, a bit of obituaries, and then they have sort of weddings and marriage announcements. So,
okay. Yeah. Yeah. And you always check it out for us, don't you?
Well, I like it. I just like to see who's
in case
around
you pop up one day.
Well, you never know. And congratulations to Mr. JLN Brazier and Miss
Jeff Brazier.
It's not Jeff Brazier. I checked. It wasn't. That's what caught my eye. It was James Brazier. I don't know if he stands outside fire stations when they're on strike.
Yeah, he's supposed to toot. Whenever I see Jeff Brazier outside a fire station, I'm always tooting.
And he's marrying, Mr. Brazier, he's got engaged to Miss J.M. Aitken Quack. I'm saying, I hope she doesn't want to be a doctor. Can you imagine?
How are you spelling quack?
As you'd imagine, Q-U-A-C-K.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah, that's her name, Doctor. Well, no, she's not a doctor.
She's not a doctor.
She's not a doctor.
I'm not a doctor.
It'd be good if she
She'll
was.
Be glad to shake off the quack, won't she? I would imagine.
And then I saw...
What's she going to keep the quack?
I have no idea.
She's What's his name? Brazier?
He's Brazier. She doesn't want to be known as Brazier Aitken Quack.
That's Hello, Brazier Aitken. I've had a slip, trip or fall at work. A Brazier Aitken Quack, they came in and did a marvellous job.
And also getting engaged are Mr. W.T. Kipling and Miss C. No. I know, you know the cake's going to be great at the wedding, isn't it?
It's going to be good. Be about six fondant fancies.
Well, piled up.
It was a great wedding, money no object, but for some reason the cake was just a box of six fondant fancies. It's still in the plastic tray.
It's a strange one, isn't it? But there you go. So congratulations to all of them.
Yeah.
I don't know if Andy Carroll will be going to their wedding, but he was pictured. I'm sure he won't be.
He
was
pictured. He might go to the quack wedding. he spends a lot of time with quacks, doesn't he, really?
A lot of time with the doctors, it's true. He's pictured at a wedding wearing his tracksuit.
Was he?
Well, apparently, according to the Times, the other male guests...
Not his own wedding.
No. The other guests were in more traditional nuptial clobber, says the writer here. He had to wear his work clothes after a two-hour dash after the game against Southampton.
Hmm.
So there
there's reasons for it. It wasn't a sartorial thing. It was he just got off the team coat.
It wasn't like Daley Thompson, where Daley used to like wearing a tracksuit for everything.
Yeah.
But no, that's why I mentioned that.
Okay, fantastic. The letter of the day for me, you think of all the things there are to worry about in the world at the moment.
Yeah.
And Pat Blenkinsop from Winterbourne Dauncey in Wiltshire.
Oh, yeah.
She sent this. She sent this to the... You all right, mate?
Yes,
she sent this to the Telegraph. Why do the meerkats in the television advertisements wear a top covering, brackets, jacket, jumper, T-shirt, but leave their nether regions uncovered? says Pat. I've got absolutely no idea. It does remind me of the time I was doing a bit of work years and years ago, and Roland Ratt was very much
Involved. Huge,
the,
wasn't
the
he?
Kids Ask Your Dad. Mm. And he was like a TV puppet kids, and he was very popular those days. And
well, he saved basically a whole TV company.
Yeah, they used him on television, the equivalent of Good Morning Britain.
TV AM, yeah.
Yeah.
Keyes, on Richard Keyes.
Keyes was on it, he was, that's right. Anyway, they brought this cartoon rat in, and he saved the day. TV's a wonderful thing, isn't it?
Any room from here at TalkSport.
Yeah. I'm going to bring Roland in. When you anyway.
When I'm off.
When you're off.
But, that'll be good.
This vicar wrote in to the people behind it and said, I love your comic creation, as do many of my parishioners, but I'm quite troubled by the fact that he basically has prophylactics for ears. And he does.
He does, he really.
If you next go and check out Roland Ratt, kids, and you'll think, do you know what? He's right. And you'll never look at him the same way again.
I'll have a look.
I don't know if that was what it was made of. It was just a coincidence. But you're looking him up?
Well, I'm image searching him. Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Can you see what I mean?
Yeah.
It does, doesn't it?
Oh, they're not good. That's exactly what they are.
You'll never look at Roland Ratt.
You'll never look at him in the same way again. You've ruined.
Or indeed.
You've ruined him for me.
You'll be trying to look at the nether regions of the meerkats, thanks to Pat Blenkinsop.
Yeah. It's jolly good.
Sure, that was one of my nan's mates.
What, Pat Blenkinsop?
Every nan should have a mate called...
That is quite an old name. You don't get a young person called Pat Blenkinsop.
How is she? Oh, Pat Blenkinsop. Oh, she's not bad. She's had trouble with her legs.
She's had a lot of mentions on the show today.
She certainly has,
And this letter sent into the start, it could have been sent any time after the last 20 Christmases.
Okay.
What a load of rubbish on the Christmas telly this year. You know, just that thing that so many repeats, blah, blah, blah. You think, oh, don't write that, mate. You could write that every single year.
I did watch, Andy, we talked a lot with our German correspondents about a show Dinner for One, which is shown across, apparently across Scandinavia, in Germany, and South Africa is very big as well. And it's shown traditionally on, I think, on New Year's Eve. And they showed it on Sky Arts. It's there available to watch. It's a kind of 18-minute sketch from an old music hall comedian.
It's quite amusing, isn't it?
Freddie
slow.
Frenzy.
It's a slow
It's good.
Pace.
No, it's a brilliant performance. Hmm. A really good performance with a great payoff, which I won't ruin for you.
Good.
But it's a staple in Germany. Everybody knows it. We were speaking to Lutz Pfannenstiel, our German football expert, and top man out there, world's most travelled goalkeeper, and you talk to anybody in Germany, it's a fixture, even though it's an old British comedian doing his thing, and it's all in English.
And it takes all sorts.
But it's there if you fancy an old school divert in 15 minutes or so. Go and check it out. It's
on, wait till 4 o'clock.
Wait till you can do that. That's right. Wait till 4 o'clock.
And Virgin Trains have released a sort of report on things that are flushed down their toilets.
Okay.
And sort of things you'd expect, a bra, perhaps possibly glasses.
Were you expecting a bra?
Well, I wasn't particularly. But I wasn't expecting a football scarf. So that's one of the things they found. So presumably the team must have lost. You wouldn't flush your scarf down the loo of the train.
Yeah,
this is the half and half, says Rufus. That's
the half and half.
Half
you
half.
You mean Ralph half and half?
Half.
I want a Ralph Hatton Hoodle half and half scarf.
Half and Hoodle.
Yeah.
I'll get one of those tonight when I go to the game. But
half of it Ian Branford and half of it, just
second mention for Ian Branford.
Yeah, two. Ian Bigfoot he was in the last hour. That's right. Well, that was the Yeti had.
Yeah. That's good. Anyway, so there you go.
Should we move on?
We'll go.
Should we bring you the clips of the month for December? We've got them here. And here we go. Look, it's the music as well. Now, I take it we will be doing this via Twitter. I look at the producer and people will take to Twitter before 4 o'clock this afternoon. We'll bring you a winner of the clips of the month. So go and check it out at TSHNJ. It'll be up very shortly at TSHANDJ. And you can vote for your favourite amongst these and we'll play the winner once again at 4 o'clock. And of course, last month, Jim White told us something about the new Southampton manager, Ralph Half and Half Scarf, that we didn't know.
Simon, I am hearing Ralf Hasenhüttl is about to be announced as the new Southampton manager. That is going to become official in the next few moments. And, of course, we spoke to Jose Font about that. Now, he was buried alive.
Wow. So, really, losing a couple of football matches is neither here nor there once you've been buried alive.
I remember that tonight.
Thank you, Jim.
I'm looking at him. And it was also in December that Alan Brazil gave us three pronunciations of the same word.
Yeah.
Chance to take on Robert in tomorrow's show, where you could win a fantastic Boss all-in-one sound system. A Bose. Is it Bose or Boss? Bose. A Bose all-in-one sound system.
Having established Bose. It was Bose, he Bosey. Went Bosey, Idaho. So this is Stuart Pearce having an argument with himself.
I think there's a lot of people in this profession. Well, I wouldn't say a lot. That's wrong.
Yeah, all right. don't get any trouble, Stuart, with yourself. Yeah. And what's next, Andy?
And we also got the sports news from David Marsland.
So Liverpool have a chance of going top of the league, at least for a bit this afternoon, but they have to overcome Bournemouth first. Alex Crooks at the Vitalis... right there.
There we are.
Bournemouth.
Bournemouth at the moment. And finally,
yes,
we discovered that if you ever find yourself sitting in front of Fisherman's Blues host Nigel Botherway on a plane, whatever you do, don't put your seat right the way back.
Well, I had a reel taken off me on one occasion. I mean, okay, it was a big reel, you know, a big sort of deep sea reel. But I thought, you know, what do they think I'm going to do with this? You know, like strangle people with the line or what?
Yeah, that's right. I suppose. I mean, you could garrot somebody with the line, but just the same as you could with a shoelace or...
You're giving a bit too much thought there. All got a bit dark,
didn't
it? I
don't see how you could garrot somebody with a shoelace.
Well, I don't. Let's put it to the test, shall we, during
try
the end?
It out
with
me.
Andy drifting in and out of consciousness. So,
no
was
change
it,
there.
Ralph, half and half scarf buried alive. Was it Boss Balls Ballsy? Was it Stuart Pearce having an argument with himself? Bournemouth and the odd noise from David Marsland? Or too much thought gone into garrotting people with shoelaces from Nigel Botherwell? There we are. That was this afternoon's show. Nigel Pearson. I meant to mention it on the air, but this would probably go to a slightly smaller audience. But he's doing a little tour on the Speedway front.
Ooh,
an evening of Speedway, yeah, with
really?
A fellow Speedway enthusiast and commentator. Around, like, about the arenas they're playing, like King's Lynn and places where the
he
sport's
gets to the
big.
He the corner of the stage and then he's never...
Yeah, but yeah, go and see Nige and, go and say hello. But they're going to the Speedway heartlands to
great.
Do it, obviously.
Sounds marvellous.
Yeah, they're not coming to Chiswick. Knightsbridge.
Speedway's not big in Chiswick.
No, that's right.
Okay.
Anyway, that's it. We'll catch up with you tomorrow.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.